Our next artist is Agnes Juan, who has been here about a half a dozen times, roughly, over the years for live in studio. See, Agnes used to be at the Blair School of Music. She's now at Virginia State University in Petersburg, and also on the teaches at William & Mary College, or perhaps University. I'm not sure if they're a university now or not. Anyway, Agnes, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Our music from you will be a little more on the conventional side, as we understand that term usually. Music of Domenico Scarlatti, Frederick Chopin, and Robert Schumann, as transcribed by his wife, Clara Schumann. Anything you want to say about the pieces or the...
If anything, I guess like the set by Schumann is well known as a leader, but I guess the piano version probably isn't as well known. But you know, Clara was Robert's wife, and she was a wonderful pianist herself, and also composed some. And I think her transcription, she stayed pretty true to her husband.
To the songs,
She really pretty much just put the vocal part and the accompaniment part together. She really didn't change anything, but it is beautiful as piano pieces as well.
Well, we'll get to that. What's first?
It's Scarlatti. We're going to do two D minor sonatas by Scarlatti. Thank you.
two of the keyboard sonatas of Domenico Scarlatti, one of the many wonderful keyboard sonatas by Scarlatti. Two in D minor, Kirkpatrick number 9 and number 141, played live in Studio C by Agnes Juan. Very clean, wonderful, crisp playing of delightful music, Agnes. These sonatas by Scarlatti are very special, I think.
Yes, they are. Yeah, I mean, he wrote 600 of them, so it's hard to pick which ones you want to play sometimes.
Well, it's nice to hear two D minor ones in a row for a change.
Mm-hmm. I guess a lot of times people like to pair them either in the same key or in a relative key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you have music by Chopin next for us. What is this?
This is the Ballade number 3 in A flat. Thank you.
The Ballade No. 3 in A-flat, Opus 47 by Frédéric Chopin, one of his iconic ballades. Very dramatic pieces, these ballades. They don't tell a literal story, but they have a dramatic element, almost operatic qualities to them. Agnes Wahn played that live in Studio C at 91.1, Classical 91.1. Thank you for bringing that music, Agnes.
Thank you.
Agnes is back with us again after being away for a while. We mentioned this music by Schumann earlier. Three songs, if you don't know that, Robert Schumann wrote some wonderfully romantic and beautiful songs, inspired largely by his wife, Clara, and their wonderful romance. Clara transcribed three of those songs into solo piano pieces, In der Fremde, Die Lotusblume, and Widmung. Anything more you want to say about these before we hear them?
Well, actually, like, she transcribed more than three. I just picked these three. Mm-hmm. And some of them, unfortunately, have been lost. I was trying to find, like, all the ones in the same opus, and I even contacted a library in Germany, and mm-hmm. they didn't have it anymore. So, you know, what we have remaining, you know, we try to treasure them.
Yes. I mean, of course, Clara was a great pianist on her own right. So I'm looking forward to hearing these transcriptions of these three songs by Robert Schumann.
Thank you.
Three great songs by Robert Schumann, In der Fremde, Die Lotusblume, and finally Widmung, a great love song in its own right. Agnes Wahn played those transcriptions by Clara Schumann of those great songs by Robert Schumann live in Studio C. You always want to hear more Schumann. You have one or two more you can throw in? I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Those are beautiful. I intend to learn more of them.
Yeah. Agnes Wahn, thank you for bringing this great music today.
Thank you for having me again, Mr. Griffin. I always enjoy coming back and seeing you again.
And please let us know when you're in the area again. Again, Agnes is used to be at the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt, and she's now at Virginia State University at Peabody and teaches at William and Mary College as well. So thanks again.
Thank you so much.
I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for listening to Live in Studio C. Coming up next week, clarinetist Mingjie Wang is here with Trio Celine. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for supporting Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1.